Yeah. Wilkerson did not practice. Shoulder and toe. Bilal Powell did not practice. Calf. Al Roberts was limited. Hamstring. Kone Ealy was limited. Shoulder. Matt Forte was limited. Toe and knee. Justin Burris was limited. Foot.
How much better is Forte feeling this week?
Well, he's doing a little bit of stuff out in the field. I'll just monitor it during the week and see how he's feeling.
Is Bilal Powell able to do anything at this point?
He did not practice.
Did Mo get hurt with his toe on Sunday? And if so, how severe is that?
I don't know how severe it is at the time. It's just a toe injury. We'll see how the week goes for him.
How did Forte look?
Limited. The things he did, he was okay. We'll see how he presses during the week.
Can he cut at all?
He was limited, guys.
Is that a turf toe for Mo?
It's a toe injury.
And at this point, with Powell still up in the air, or is he out for something?
He's still up in the air right now.
Todd, your run defense is ranked 30th right now. What do you guys need to do to fix that?
Just need to keep working at it. You know, we can coach it better. They can play it better. As a group, we just got to keep working on it.
Now, you say that every week, which is understandable, but why does it kind of keep repeating itself?
We deal with that in the coaching room.
Todd, what stands out to you about New England's offense?
I mean, it's the same, obviously. Great quarterback, outstanding coaching staff, very good receivers, got a slew of running backs, and the offensive line plays well. You know, they play well together. The system's been in place for a long time, and a few pieces they do change and sub in and out. They find similar pieces, and they do what they do very well.
Todd, how much of a challenge is it? You just mentioned the slew of running backs that they have. It seems like it's more than a typical team that, you know, will shuffle in whatever, three, four guys. How difficult of a challenge is it? Defensively, to try to contend with guys with different skill sets.
Well, it's hard because you can't get a beat on them. All of them can do everything. It's not like one's a catcher and one's a runner and one's a blocker. They all can do all phases of the offense, so it makes it tough on you, and they all have a different skill set. But they're similar in what they do, but they all have different skill sets that set them apart that they use very well.
How would they use the, I know he hasn't played the last couple of games, but Burkhead.
Like I said, he's one of them. They can use him outside as a receiver. They can use him as a running back. They can use him as a blocker. They kind of use him all over the place, so he fits in with the other ones.
How are they compensated for the loss of Edelman?
Well, obviously, with the addition of Cooks and Edelman, and Amendola, they got Gronk, and they got running backs, and they have Hogan out there, wide receiver. They have more than enough weapons to compensate for that. Obviously, when you lose a guy like that, emotionally, but it hasn't been a letdown for them. They just plug and play, and they keep it moving.
Do you ever find yourself wondering when the year is that Brady's going to start to look like a four-year-old man?
Brady will probably be playing after I'm long retired, the way he's going right now.
He's been getting hit at an unprecedented rate this year. What are some of the factors you think have gone into that?
I don't know. Some guys have gotten lucky. I don't think he's getting hit a lot. I still don't think he's getting hit a lot. He's still back there, and he's throwing. He's having one of the best years he's ever had. You know, we say this every year, and he keeps getting better. So I still see the outstanding football player that I see.
You've obviously game planned for a lot of good quarterbacks in your time. Is there something unique about game planning against Brady? Challenge.
I mean, it's a challenge because he's seen everything, so there's nothing you're going to do that's going to surprise him. So you just got to be sound and play football, hopefully make some plays on the back end. You know, he's a great football player.
You should get a chance to see David Harris on Sunday. What did he mean to this team for a few years here?
David was a great leader when he was here. Obviously, class guy, great football player, great person. His work ethic was outstanding. You know, you don't get those guys that come around often. David is one of those guys, personally, to me. And, you know, he'll always be missed.
Do you have any regrets about how things ended awkwardly here with
him? Like I told you, it ended awkwardly, but my feelings about David don't change at all.
Have you talked to him since he signed with the Patriots?
I have not.
What would you plan on saying to him if you do see him on Sunday?
No, we're not going to kiss and go on a date. Say hi.
Would you express any of that regret that you talked about?
I don't think it's going to be time for no Dear Abby meetings on the football. No offense.
How
How good of a job has DeMario done filling in that David role?
DeMario's done a great job. I mean, filling David's big shoes to fill, but DeMario fills his own shoes. He doesn't have to fill David's shoes. He just has to be himself, and he's done a good job at that. And a lot of that is because he spent some years around David, so you can credit him for helping DeMario as well.
How much of a different player, Ty, is he than the one you saw a year and a half
of DeMario? Night and day from a mental standpoint, the way he's reshaped his body, his dedication, his study habits, everything that he's doing now. I mean, probably he didn't have to do it 2 years ago because David ran the show, but now that he's running the show, and I think his time in Cleveland has helped him develop into a great football player.
When you say night and day, what do you mean by that from a mental standpoint, or how particularly does that manifest himself?
Well, he had to become the vocal leader on the field. You know, when he was here before, the other position didn't require that. Now that he's the vocal leader and getting everybody lined up, his study habits had to change, and, you know, he's done a good job.
Because of the diversity of their offense and how smart Brady is, how much stress does that put on your two rookie safeties?
You know, it puts stress on all 11 guys over there. It's not just the rookie safeties. They constantly press the button, and if you're not good at your fundamentals and your technique, they're going to find it.
David Harris obviously knows a lot about your defense and your defensive playbook. How can that help the Patriots, and how can it hurt you guys potentially?
I don't know if they need the help. They've beaten us without David, so that part of it I don't worry about. When David was gone in the summer, we have some things in that we haven't run when he was here, and, you know, no different than us playing them every year. You get guys from teams that go to other teams, you just play.
How much is that loss in New England last year still in your mind as you head into this game?
Hadn't crossed my mind.
No bad taste?
No.
Do you think some of the guys who were here last year could use that as fuel?
No, we have enough fuel trying to win anyway. Division opponent, you know, division game gets us an opportunity to get a leg up and go 4-2. That's really where it is right now.
When the sack numbers aren't there, but when you guys look at it, are you seeing other indicators that you're getting good pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, the quarterbacks are getting hit. You know, the sack numbers aren't there, but the turnovers are, and I'll take turnovers over sacks any day.
Muhammad is still explosive to you off the line when you compare him to last year?
Yeah, he's about the same. Last year he was injured a little bit, but he's coming off the line well. Again, they're taking on a lot more blockers, and he's doing a good job.
Is he taking on more doubles in comparison to Williams, or they're about the same?
They get about the same.
Todd, New England played on a Thursday, so they had a few extra days to prepare, game plan, and get healthy. Can you talk about that from a competitive standpoint, that extra time a team has when you have a normal work week?
Well, it can backfire on you if you get too rusty, but, you know, anybody that gets a couple of days of rest has, in this league, you can use it. But as part of it, we'll get our Thursday game, and we'll keep it moving and get a 10-day rest period. We don't look at it as a plus or a minus.
Does it help out more as a coaching staff, though, these additional days of preparation?
From a rest standpoint, it does. But, you know, the more time you give coaches, the more meetings they want to have.
Tell me, where is Coney physically right now? Coney Ewing?
No, he's limited. We're going to see how he goes during the week and see how he progresses. He hadn't really hit anybody yet.
How big has he been for you in the brief time you've had him?
Well, he's been a great addition for us, obviously, with the difference he made in the plays against Jacksonville. That helped us out quite a bit. But, you know, he's been a welcome presence for us, a very intelligent ball player. We're glad to have him.
Take a couple more.
How would you assess how John Morton has done running this offense now in his first season?
I think John's done a great job considering the pieces that he has to add. You know, it seems like we're adding a guy every other week. Just blending those guys together and figuring out what they can do and still trying to get his offense off the ground. You know, some things we have to come along in continuity standpoint, but from a management standpoint and calling plays and everything else and getting those guys to gel, he's done outstanding.
Is he doing anything maybe that you didn't expect when you hired him? Because I know you interviewed him and I guess you did your homework on him, but now he's actually here in the building. You're working with him every day. Does he do things that maybe surprise you?
No, he's exactly what I thought he was. You know, John's a bright guy. He's a great coach. He's a bright coach. He gets to the players. They understand him very well. He's very efficient.
Usually on last quarter game, you talk to the team about what to do for the anthem. But given recent events, will you talk to them at all this week about what to do?
We talk about it every week.
I'm not talking about sad. I'm talking about were you talking to them like, because the Cowboys had a meeting with Jerry today. Will you talk with your group before Saturday at all?
We'll play it by ear. We'll see what the situation calls for, but we usually talk about it toward the end of the week. All right.
right, thank you.
Will the Yankees win tonight?
Yes.